This is KTOO Juno. I'm your host, Annie Bartholomew, here on Juno Afternoon, here in the studio with Electric Gardenier, the camp director of Juno Fine Arts Camp.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Annie.
Thanks so much for coming, Electra.
Yeah, excited to be here.
So tell me about Juno Fine Arts Camp.
Well, I was joking today, the audience won't know this, but I'm covered in face paint designs right now. I'm a little happy it's not TV, so thank you, radio.
Is that a pink watermelon or a pink pizza?
I'm hoping for watermelon, but, you know, everything's pink at camp. So Juno Fine Arts Camp has been going on for over 30 years. A lot of people know all about Sitka Fine Arts Camp and forget that we have our own awesome arts camp right here in Juno. We're hosted by Juno Dance Theater, but we're so much more than dance, and that's really what I'm here to talk to you more about today.
How'd you become involved with it? Were you a student camper of your own?
Yes, I was both an alumni, and my daughter goes to camp and loves it, and I'm a teacher, and so I think I got kind of roped in as the, you know, teacher friend of camp. So, yeah.
So you said it's hosted by Juno Dance Theater, but all kinds of fine arts happen at this camp.
Absolutely. We have everything from STEAM classes to...
What do you mean by STEAM?
Right. Good point. All right. So STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. For example, today, the kiddos built all sorts of contraptions to put eggs in, and then they dropped eggs off the balcony.
You guys did an egg drop?
We did indeed. 3 out of about 10 made it, so they got some work to do. They got a couple more weeks to figure out how to make the egg drop even stronger. So we've got that class, that's STEAM. We've got things that fly, which is all paper airplanes and helicopters. We do have dance. We have both partner dance and a creative movement class for our littler kiddos. We have a cooking class and a baking class, which is new this year. We have painting and collage and face painting. Like I said, there's really so much to do at camp. They're even making slime, which is really exciting.
How can you guys offer so much? Where do you find your instructors?
Yeah, that's a great point. And if there's anybody out there listening who would like to teach in the future, we are always looking. Usually we go through the school district. The JAC helps us a lot with Juno artists in the schools. So, we're just really fortunate to be in a community where there are so many artists who are also looking for good summer work. So, it's really a community effort.
So I remember doing an egg drop in middle school. What age group are you guys catering to?
Totally. We do camp starts at pre-K, so kids entering kindergarten in the fall. And then our eldest kiddos are in sixth grade, so K through six. And classes are broken up by age group, but we really do offer so much for each individual age group. Usually we just kind of tweak our curriculum to make it more appropriate for, you know, our four-year-olds. A little bit of stuff for everybody.
What's one of your favorite classes that you're offering this year?
I was really excited about the baking class because that class is a whole afternoon. Usually our classes are an hour, but that one's 2 hours. So I'm really excited about that one. Yesterday they made French bread and...
baguettes.
Yes. That's phenomenal, right? And so that was really fun, but I'm pretty food motivated, so that might be why. I'm absolutely really loving the face paint class because I thought it would be kind of like silly clown makeup, but it's our fabulous friend Jesse Snyder who does face paint at all our local events in town, and it's so much more complex than I think I had given it credit for. So
you have a lot of detail going on your face right now.
Indeed, if
Polar
only
bear.
Everyone could see the evil panda
bear.
Yes, indeed.
Very expressive eyebrows.
I'm going to go for the Frida Kahlo tomorrow. We'll see how they do.
What's fun about working with kids of all these different stages?
I mean, everything, right? I think that what's great about summer camps in general is, as a classroom teacher, you know, there's a lot of fallback that happens when, you know, kiddos are not busy in the summertime. So as a teacher, I want to, and as a parent, I want kids to be busy all summer long. It's just so great for their minds to be moving and for them to be creative. And this is not school. I mean, it's kids are having fun all day. They're happy to be there. They're excited. They're seeing friends that maybe they haven't seen since last year's camp, because we do pull from every school in town. So I think that's the most fun part, is really seeing kids build skills outside of a classroom, because I think we all know that, you know, in a classroom setting, you maybe don't get to do as much art as you might want to.
Now, are most of the kids coming in art focused? Are they all high art achievers, or...
No, I really think that it's more about creative exploration. I mean, yes, of course, sometimes kids just blow me out of the water and I'm like, well, that's probably the next Van Gogh. But there's also kids that really choose their class schedule to be a little bit more, you know, science focused, and they want to do the classes like STEAM and build paper airplanes that fly. And so I really, you know, and to some kids who build a class schedule where they're focused on movement and they want to do some sports activities and dance. So I think that's the cool thing. It's maybe the first time in a kiddo's life where they get to choose their own classes. It's something that, you know, many of us don't get to do till college. And, you know, it's just really exciting for them to get to have that option.
What does that class choice look like? Is it like picking teams? You all circle up on Monday and...
Yes, there's some of that. It's, you know, some of the I want my best friend's schedule to match mine exactly. But actually, our registration is done online. So usually families, you know, talk about it at home and choose what classes they want to pick. And yeah, really easy registration online at junodance.org. And we do still have lots of spots available for the next 3 weeks. Another really cool thing about camp is how flexible it is. We offer week-long sessions, and we offer sessions in the morning, but also in the afternoon. So, you know, some of our kiddos who have never done something like this or newer to a summer camp might want to come for half the day and see if it works out for them. 9 times out of 10, our half-dayers end up wanting to stay the full day by the next week, and that's cool too.
What's your favorite part of camp?
I think the energy. I mean, anybody who's been to a summer camp knows that it's just a lot of creative, fun commotion. We're also based at Juno Douglas High School, and I just feel really glad that we have such community effort in our town to keep kids busy all summer long. And it just feels really great to be so supported by artists. You know, we also have over 20 different student volunteers that come in and help us. And I mean, it's just incredible to see the community really come together to provide arts experiences for kids.
So where can folks find more about the camp?
Yeah, I would recommend going to junodance.org for registration information. You can find us on Facebook at Juno Dance and on Instagram at Juno Fine Arts Camp. But also, KTOO is helping us out with some advertising, and we have an awesome video all about camp that you can see at KTOO.org.
And there's a summer art show at the Jack Block Party, I heard, where you're going to be showing off some of the student work.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, just fabulous partnerships in our community. The Jack lets us come crash the block party, and it's always really fun. We do both a visual art show, and there's some live performances. This year, we're going to have some bucket drumming. Hopefully, some brave souls will get up and rap. We've offered a rap class for the first time ever.
Tell me more.
I know.
Who are the young MCs of Juno?
Right? Well, I'm
going to play
have
at my
to
birthday
wait
party?
And see. I hope so. Yes, rentals available. That's a great fundraiser idea. In fact, so the block party is always really fun. It's a great summer activity, super family friendly, and it's really neat to just again see the diversity of creative minds that we have in town. And you know, I always wonder how many students that end up having solo shows at the Jack started out at Juno Fine Arts Camp. So
Well, thanks so much for coming, Electra Gardner, who is the camp director of Juno Fine Arts Camp. Is there anything I forgot to ask you?
Boy, I don't think so. Just, please find out more and come join us at camp this summer.
Thanks so much. Up next, Frankie Smith with Double Dutch Bus.